bought on a seriously fraudulent self-cert mortgage with hefty repayments of $1,500 a month, which, coupled with his consolidated loan, repayments for the new kitchen, dining room, and lounge suite, and his credit cards, meant he was in deep. Met his wife, Brandy, on a pole dancing Friday at Larry Black's bar in Brighton. She knew when to keep shtum and had basic training in some kind of new age, mildly erotic Hawaiian massage called Lomi Lomi. But yeah, ever since the incident with the taser and the Croatian heavies at Sunset Sauna, she hadn't worked. Instead, chose to stay home drinking. Never forgetting to add the obligatory half shot of sherry to her industrial strength Bloody Marys. Tommy drove a mildly rusting 1996 Jaguar Sovereign V8 with busted aircon. And some hoodies had keyed it a few times, but it still made for a great ride. One evening he filled the tank, dropped a couple of Temazepam with a hip flask whiskey chaser and drove serenely along the south coast through Rottingdean, Telscombe, Peacehaven, New Haven, Seaford, past the Tiger Inn at East Dean, and finally, all the way to Beachy Head itself. And making a beeline for the lighthouse, he pulled the car off the road and floored it, grinning to himself, aiming the car squarely at the sun. So diving out of the driver's door, Tommy began to shriek with laughter as he somersaulted on the grass and watched the Jag smash through the fence and launch itself right off the cliff. He howled like a dog as he saw the motor dive onto the jagged rocks below. How beautiful all the flames looked in the late summer evening sun.